Lawmakers are trying to find an answer to a question that's been dogging police, prosecutors, and families affected by drunk driving for years.
How do we really solve the problem of drunk driving if there's a way that we can prevent drunk drivers from getting into that vehicle?
That's Sun Prairie Democrat Gary Hebel. He notes 2 years ago, ignition locks were made mandatory for all repeat offenders and first-timers with a blood alcohol content of 0.15 or higher.
Even with interlocking devices, we still have the problem with them driving someone else's car.
And some drivers ordered by a judge to get ignition locks can't afford it, even with the hardship provision, says Nina Emerson. She directs the Resource Center on Impaired Driving at UW-Madison's Law School.
If they're not installed, it's not going to work. It's a simple fact.
Emerson supports ignition locks. As for pending legislation that toughens penalties, she says they won't have much of a deterrent effect on drunk drivers.
In order for any stricter laws to have any impact on people, people have to believe that they can be apprehended.
The author of tougher drunk driving legislation, Republican Jim Ott of Mequon, concedes laws alone are not the answer.
We're not going to solve the problem of drunk driving simply by passing tougher laws. I totally acknowledge that. But the idea is whatever we can do to decrease it and to significantly decrease it, which I think these bills would do.
Nina Emerson says one change that could help is unpopular among lawmakers. She says the state could allow sobriety checkpoints.
That doesn't mean we mandate them. That doesn't mean you make law enforcement do it. It means that for the law enforcement agencies that want to conduct them, they can do that.
But opposition has come from libertarians and the Tavern League of Wisconsin. The group's Pete Madlin says roving patrols are more effective than roadblocks.
We are against drunk driving. And we know that a more effective way to catch drunk drivers is the use of roping patrols and not sobriety checkpoints.
The National Office of Mothers Against Drunk Driving supports sobriety checkpoints. It says they may result in fewer arrests than roving patrols, but that's because of their deterrent effect. At the legislative hearing on penalties, Milwaukee County Assistant DA Ron Dagg says checkpoints may make a dent in what he calls a cultural issue in Wisconsin.
The Friday night activity is let's go drinking. But if they look at the 5 o'clock news and see, wow, they're doing sobriety checkpoints, and if we drive, we could get pulled over, even if we're driving okay, that has been shown to be a huge deterrent effect.
The federal government and car makers have been researching how to prevent alcohol-impaired driving deaths. UW-Madison engineering professor John Lee says touch technology that senses alcohol through the skin is rapidly moving toward implementation. He says some car makers, like Volvo, already measure steering and acceleration and give a dashboard warning if vehicle movement is erratic because of alcohol, fatigue, or distraction.
There's a fairly common phenomena, sort of a Lake Wobegon effect, where people believe that they're better than average drivers. I think the vast majority of people believe that they're better than average drivers, and that's not true.
Lee says feedback from a driver's vehicle may make drivers realize that. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.